Hi, and welcome to Says Who. Today, my guest is Daryl C. Scott, who is an actor and producer from Northern California and a lover of life.
Yes.
Hello, Daryl.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. So we're going to start things off, as I always do, with a question that actors often get, which is tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Daryl C. Scott, and I'm from Northern California, as you mentioned. And, you know, I truly enjoy just waking up in the morning.
Like, I love
that. And that's one of those things where, you know, it's very interesting because my wife is completely the opposite. But, you know, I'm getting her on that level where she's like, okay, yes, you know what? Today is a great day. I just really, truly love living. So, I think that that's expressed in my work and everything about me. So that's
now, is that something that you just have always sort of like pop out of bed, yay, or is that something you cultivated?
A little mix of both, because like before I maybe just was always a morning person and never knew it. And then now, like, as a grown-up, you're like, wait, why do I like the mornings so much? And it's like, I like to get up. And then also, it feels like it gives me an advantage on everybody else, that it's like, okay, if I get up earlier than everybody else, then technically, I feel more confident. But then the days that I do sleep in, oh, it's the worst. It's like almost trying to fight the universe and energy of, like, the negative of, like, sleeping in. So that it's almost like I'd rather just go back to bed.
And just give it up.
Start over again.
Or start the next day. So, you are from Northern California. You now live in Los Angeles. Was that a direct move? Did you just go right from Northern California to LA? What was that?
No, actually, so as soon as I graduated at 18, I moved to Miami. And I went to a small school called Florida Memorial, Florida Memorial University now. It was Florida Memorial College before. And small school in Opa-locka. And the reason why I went there in the first place is because I thought it was, okay, it's because you can go to school anywhere, right?
Right.
So I figured, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to school in Miami. And you know, and I saw a Will Smith video, Welcome to Miami. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is the place that I wanna be. And then you get there and you're in this small town like Opa-locka, and you're like, wait, where is the beach at? Is it actually in Miami? It was about 45 minutes away, but the school was like a Southern Baptist school. And but from there, let me roll back a little bit. And when I turned 18, before graduating
high school,
I actually ran for like student body council or something along those lines. And that was the first time that I felt like I was like, oh, let me do something in communications. And then, so I wrote this speech about myself, like teasing myself, but then almost giving accolades to my flaws. And that's the reason why you guys should vote for me. Like I said, you know, I've been given big ears but my mom says I'm an angel. But this is how I listen to your problems, you know? Like,
right.
And it's like a play on that. So ever since then, I was really focused on doing communications, fast forward to Miami. And then, but I always had love from in front of the camera and behind the camera. So with the love between the two, I figured that if I could learn everything behind the camera, then it would be easier for me to work in front of the camera because everybody else is, everyone else is just going for it in front of the camera. But also there was a comedian that I met right before I left, and I was debating on going to LA or going to Miami. And he was like, just get away. He said, one, to get away so that you could grow, but then also grow with your craft. Because he said, you know what you want to do, so go there and build an empire there. And then pitch yourself to LA. So then you'll be ahead of everybody else that's already on, you know, that have like family in the industry and things like that. So since you don't have any of those ties, then definitely go away and then come back and build your resume. And that's what basically I did. And then now I'm here. Oh, this is my 10th year, actually.
Tenth
year in LA.
Wow.
Yes.
A decade.
We're going to have a 10 finio party.
Now that'll be fun.
Yes.
10 years in the trade.
Yes.
Which isn't actually true, because you were in the trade in Miami.
Yes.
And
yes.
Interesting thing. So you got your SAT card.
Yes. Yes. My SAT card was actually on a film called Sex Drive. It was with yes, those guys, those actors that James Marsden and Seth Green. Yes, yes. Seth Green, James Marsden and Seth Green. But I actually got hired as art department PA, and they were having trouble casting, and all of us kind of like there was a handful of actors that we all worked in behind the scenes in order to get in front of the screen. And one day they came in, they were really bummed about like a casting session. So I walked up to the director, and we had an interesting relationship, not that close of a relationship, but I walked up to him and I said, you know what, I think I could play one of the roles in this movie. You should give me a shot. And you know, he's directing this is about a $40 million film, and he said, well, you got the balls on you, don't you? So he brought me into the room, and I'll never forget, he was like, okay, here's your line. You know what, you look like a cop, we can play you as a cop. So have you ever heard of the term shit the bed? And I was like, no, actually I haven't. What is that? He was like, because they're from Boston, and they said that's one of the things they say. So this is even worse than shit in the bed. It's shit the tub. So my line in the movie is shit the tub. So that's all I'm supposed to do. So I got paid for 3 days of work on this huge scene where, you know, everything unfolds. There's this big shootout. We pull in, and I was supposed to shoot a gun. So I start training to shoot and everything like that. Go the day of, late night, I think we were shooting 4 o'clock in the morning. Go, and they have me say my line, shit the tub. He shit the tub, right? And then fast forward to, I felt accomplished. I got my SAG card, all my paperwork, or I was Taff Hartley actually. So they were actually gracious enough to give me a Taff Hartley. And so like then I knew that I was ready to leave Miami, because I was like, okay, I accomplished everything that I needed to do.
I got my SAG card.
Yeah, I had a couple productions behind my belt. We did a short film. So I was ready to leave. And I come to LA and I said, oh, this is a perfect time. They're gonna have a premiere. And just so happened I was working on Santa Monica and Highland. And just so there's like a coffee shop that's right down the street. I walk past and I see the director and writer. And I said, hey, how you guys doing? And he said, yeah, you actually made it to LA. Most actors don't actually, they say they're gonna come, but they don't actually come. So to make a long story long, they go and they're like, oh, let's sit down and have some coffee. I said, okay, cool. So first off, the movie is great, but you're not in it. So what happened is, Daryl, this happens time to time, you know, we kind of restructured the ending and blah, 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 blah. We cut out your line, but you know what? But you're actually kind of in the trailer, though. If you look really quickly, you're in the trailer. So I sat with this for like a while because, you know, you're telling everybody that, oh, I did this movie, I got this, I have this line. What's your line? Oh, and, you know, you perform it 20 times and stuff in front of everybody else. You're cut from the film. So, but he's like, but we got you your SAG card, you know, go out there and get some more work. So yes, it was very fun, but at the same time, very humbling. And I never forget that premiere specifically because, it was one of those in between jobs times and you got like $100 in your bank account, but you go to this premiere and sometimes that's all you need to continue to keep going in this industry is that you need that just small glimpse of light. That's like, okay, yes, this is the reason why I'm here, because we had a ball at the party, you know, everything is paid for, and you know, it was a great premiere. And even the executive producer, he gave me some great advice before coming to LA also, which was that you can't let LA, don't try to find LA, let LA find you. So continue to be yourself and be the good person that you are, and don't actually chase after, because you say you'll start chasing this, you start chasing that, and then, and just so happened that same day we were trying to get into the premiere, and for whatever reason my tickets weren't there. So the executive producer actually walks up and he's like, you don't have tickets for him? That's Daryl C. Scott. You better go ahead and give him some tickets. They gave him his tickets. Me and my business partner, Alec, we gave us tickets to go into the thing, the premiere. When we were not on the list, technically. We were technically kind of being someone else's guest. So, yes.
You had to do that.
Well, yeah, that's how I got my SAG card. I think that was the original question.
It was, but I like that you hit a lot of things. Now, I know you mostly as an actor, but I do know that you also produce. Also, I know this because said so in your introduction. So what are some of the things you produce? Do you produce to also act, or do you produce just on its own?
No, actually a mix of both, because I'm a firm believer that a lot of times, especially like and not even saying minorities, but also like with women, and everybody's not represented on this full spectrum of film. So with that, I think that I'm always encouraging people to write what they want to see on screen, because even you're thinking about all the people that you look up to, that's what they did, you know, like even with like Martin Scorsese or somebody like that, there was a lack of Italian Americans that they were on screen until he started presenting these people on screen, and then, you know, next thing you know, this starts to trend, and then it becomes a norm. So I'm definitely all about producing things that I actually want to be in. And you know, and it's actually kind of like producing wise also pays the bills too in between. Yes. So then it's afforded me not to get another job other than working in the industry, which I've been truly blessed to have. But yeah, like a lot of the projects that I do, I also produce for myself, but I also produce a lot of things for other people. Because also I feel like there's a lot of people that are like what you're doing right here, is that there's so many great actors out here that don't even get a shot because they haven't made it across the casting table. Yes. Which sometimes bias, and sometimes, you know, it's who you know rather than what your actual personal skills are. So but producing wise, we produced our first feature last year that released out on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Sony, all the rest of those platforms, called Sex.com, different than Sex Drive.
But I was just going to say, you have a lot of shows with the word sex.
I know, right? And it kind of just comes to me. I didn't ask for it.
You didn't ask for it. It's write what you know.
Right?
Produce what you know, what you want to see is what you're saying. So knowing that you have a lot of things that with the word sex in them, I want to say these words, and then you can just riff off that.
Okay.
Cocksock.
Cocksock. So for those that don't know, a cocksock is this kind of stocking cap that is made for the penis and the balls to wrap around and stop circulation for the male to actually to be erect while doing a sex scene. So you can look like you're actually simulating sex, but you're walking around with this thing that's kind of very uncomfortable.
Imagine.
And that's what I think a lot of times people think, that all these sex scenes are actually like,
so
oh, they're
hot.
Yeah, it's passionate. Mm. No, it's not. it's more like, okay, so then because for instance, in the movie Sex.com, there's a scene where my roommate catches me having sex in the kitchen. So I'm in the kitchen, and lovely actress that's in front of me is bent over in the kitchen with, like, as if she's making a sandwich also. So it's a silly comedy, it's not a porn. We have a good maybe, you know, even on a close set, you still got about 20 people that are sitting there watching you. It's like, okay, so Daryl, could you calm down on your strokes, please? Move a little bit slower, so that there's no intimacy at all. There's actually more intimacy kissing than there is actually having a sex scene, because sex scenes are the most awkward thing. You're more worried about your body and what you look like on camera.
And where the camera is.
Yeah, it's like, wait, so, are you getting my good side? Because, you know, and then you got to do the extra preparation of, you know, things that you've never shaved before. You have to shave them because it reads on camera, especially with HD now. Like, yes, 4K, boy, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Yes.
Oh, so you talk a little bit about intimacy. There, obviously, a sex scene, well, obviously now anyway, a sex scene not very intimate. There are some things that are, having done them in front of, you know, an entire crowd of people on a set, mm-hmm. not as sexy as people would assume, but they're, you know, kissing scenes, scenes where you have to believably say I love you to someone who mm-hmm. may or may not. And you mentioned you're married.
Yes.
So what is that like with your wife and in general, and having, you know, these what could be thought of as intimate scenes happening, and yet you're going home to somebody else at night yes. and having that conversation?
You know, it's always new every single time. Like, it's almost a new womb almost. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even though she understands and completely gets it, but because she works in the industry, so it does help out in that sense. But then also, you know, there's also the terrible things that you hear about in the industry.
Right.
That's just like, oh, they fell in love and now they're running off in the sunset. But like, open communication is the key, because like, we discuss everything, and then I explain to her what the scene is and how they're going to shoot it and the whole nine, and like, this is what so she's already prepared, knowing it before she goes on set. And then also, she's invited to set if she chooses to come. A lot of times she doesn't necessarily want to, but that open communication, I think, is the key. And then also, you know, but it's always awkward when you first come home, because like, it's like, oh wait, so
how was your day?
Yeah, you've been kissing people all day, huh? Oh, okay. Are you going to kiss me with those lips? Okay, I think you should wait a day. Go brush your teeth, you know.
And
you
kind of chapstick.
But knowing that going into it, you know, you're bringing flowers home, and you're getting on that good side ahead of time. Baby, you want me to cook you dinner tonight? What's your favorite meal? Let me get that for you. You know, I know you want it tonight. Yes, yeah, but I think it's all just about communication and being open about it. And then also, like, a lot of times, like, I mean, I've been in a scene where, you know, another actress, because it's so non-intimate mm-hmm. when it is intimate, and she was eating Doritos right before we were about to shoot, and it was like, it's the last thing in the world. You know, like, you're thinking about Dorito breath
and
everything else when you're in the scene. But and also, it's... you know, intention in the scene is always what I think what drives it to mm-hmm. make it believable. And a lot of times, that's the one thing I think hard for significant others to watch is that it's that intimate look and things that you share on screen that are very, very private when you're alone with that person. So that's the part that's really hard. And being that I understand that, then but she also knows that I'm a very good actor.
Right.
So she's like, you know, she's kind of torn between the two. I think she's starting a group of like counsel with like other significant others that so they could freely express how they feel about that, you know, actual scene, because it's not normal.
No, it's not like, you know, I went to my banking job today.
Yeah, right.
Made out with someone a little bit and gave her $200.
Right.
That doesn't usually happen.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Well, we are going to move on.
All right.
Lightning okay. round.
Uh-oh.
You're ready.
I'm ready. All right.
Daryl, welcome to the lightning round.
Thank you.
First question up, what's your favorite movie ever?
Favorite movie ever would be Shawshank Redemption.
What movie do you watch over and over?
Love Jones.
What's your favorite childhood movie?
E.T.
What's the last TV show you watched?
Last TV show I watched was... Unsolved with Tupac and Biggie, yes.
Binge watch or one episode at a time?
Ooh, binge watch.
Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, or all of the above?
Hulu and Netflix. No offense to Amazon.
It's fair.
Just getting into Amazon. I just got the account.
What book are you reading right now?
The Alchemist.
What book are you planning on reading next?
The next book I want to say is Rich Dad Poor Dad.
What country would you like to visit?
I think China. There we go. That was a country, right?
Yes.
Because I was definitely going to say, the first thing I was like, Paris, yeah, wait, no, but that's not, okay, yeah.
what country is the last country you visited?
It was Europe.
What is your favorite board game?
Favorite board game? Oh, I just played one this weekend that was amazing, and I don't know the name of it, but basically two people are giving clues, and then it's like almost memory on the board, and then you have to match the clues, but you have to discuss like what it is. So if I say blue, and you're like, wait, okay, so the American flag is blue, so that must be that, but it was a brainy game. I was like, oh, wow. I think I'm getting older, because usually I just like card games.
What is your favorite video game?
Favorite video game has to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Do you play an instrument?
You know what? I'm if you count my voice as an instrument, I'm Luther Vandross in the shower.
if you could master one instrument, what would it be?
Ooh, it would definitely be the saxophone.
Scary films or happy endings?
Happy endings. I'm a sucker for happy endings.
Favorite season?
It would be spring.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas, because it's the wife's birthday.
Next. What is your favorite animal?
The panther.
Who's your actor crush?
Actor crush? Ooh. Rosario Dawson.
All right, Daryl. So we had a little camera issue right there, but we're right back into it. So back to lightning round. What is a place you'd love to shoot in?
Ooh, Dubai.
What is your secret talent?
Secret talent? I could read people's energy very well.
What does creativity mean to you?
Creativity is life. It's everything from drinking a glass of water to making this desk. Like, everything has been created one way or another. It's just kind of finding the cool things that make things happen. Like, I think that's creativity, I guess.
How will you know you've made it?
Making it is interesting. I don't know if you could ever actually feel like you've truly made it, because I always feel like you can always go further and push harder. So like, even like financially, I guess financially is making it. As long as you don't have to worry about income coming in, but I feel like you're still gonna worry about it because your expenses get higher. So yeah, there's never making it, never being satisfied.
What did you want to do with your life when you were 12?
When I was 12, what grade is that?
somewhere in middle school, I think.
Middle school, okay. So middle school, I wanted to be a dentist.
All right, Daryl, one more time, because you're so good, you're breaking our equipment. It's not even true, it's all my fault. Dress up or dress down?
Dress up.
What is your favorite article of clothing?
Ooh, sneakers.
Who was the last person you texted?
That was Glenda. Oh, no, actually, no, it was you. I'm here in the wrong spot.
Who was the last person you've called?
Last person I called was, I had a conference call about a project.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now?
Right now? If 11 is a number, I would take that.
All right, this one goes to 11. Well, Daryl, we have finished the lightning round. Woo! Oh, and we're moving on.
I made it.
Yeah. Right. All right, Daryl, we are on to our last segment.
All right.
This is the last 10 questions of Inside the Actor's Studio that James Lipton asks. So you ready for this?
I think so. All right. I think so.
Daryl, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word is fellatio. I just think it has a great, it's sounds bad, but it just has a great flow to it. You know, the word itself, the meaning itself is another thing that, you know, is great too sometimes.
But it's the sound of the...
But the sound of the word actually is just a fun word, I think. You know,
what is your least favorite word?
No.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Hard work.
What turns you off?
Lazy people.
What is your favorite curse word?
Shit. Because it goes so many different ways, you know? Stump your toe, shit.
What sound or noise do you love?
Noise that I love is good jazz music, specifically Coltrane.
What sound or noise do you hate?
You know the styrofoam oh my gosh, even the little bubbles, the little popcorn that you put in packages, it's the worst. I don't know why they have that.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would like to teach. Teaching is to give back, you know. I like to give back to my knowledge because we have to share this stuff.
What profession would you not like to do?
I would not like to, that's a good one. I would not like to work in fast food. Yeah. People are rude these days.
Very true.
The customer service-wise, person of it.
And finally, Daryl, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome to the party.
Oh, welcome to my party. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, we're getting in there. All right. Thanks,
guys. This was great.
Yeah.
This was great.
Good.
Enjoy. Tune in. Follow me on Instagram, Daryl C. Scott. All that fun stuff. Sex.com.
Follow anything with the word Scott. It'll be Daryl's. No, sex. Anything with the word sex, it'll be Daryl's.